Welcome to my webinar, Three Keys to Positive Prayer. This is Reverend Dr. Patricia Keel. I'm so excited to have you here with me today. And I want to say as we begin, I really am holding this webinar as a sacred experience for all of us. And I just have been in prayer myself and really ask that the words that are being spoken become a divine transmission for all of us. That not only is there information and some insight and hopefully something that will really inspire you, but also that you go more deeply into your connection with the divine, that you're able to communicate more powerfully in that connection, and that you have a sense of clarity in the prayers that you speak. These are my three keys to positive prayer. So before we begin, I would like to just kind of introduce myself. I think many of you know me. And I want to just kind of, there I am on the screen. This was me in India in September, just having been at the Oneness University Temple. And you can see how happy and kind of bright I felt in that moment. I want this for you and for all of us here on planet Earth right now. So just for those of you who don't know me, I'm Patricia Keel. I am a Unity minister. I started a church. Pioneered was the Unity term, sort of dragging my chairs and coffee pot for a while. But I started a Unity church in Berkeley, California, and had that church from 2012 till 2011, when I realized that my work was to be in a bigger arena. So part of that time, I actually went to school with Matthew Fox and got my doctorate in ministry. And my focus at the time in the course was a doctorate in ministry in the reinvention of work. And I feel like I'm always reinventing myself in some way. And I hope that that's, for some of you, I know that's part of why you're here on the call today. One of the things I've done over the years, actually starting in 1995, was I founded a company called Spirit Matters, and I created curriculum and programs for New Thought churches all over the country. I had 150 churches that used my programs. So I have a passion to create containers for people to go more deeply in their spiritual life. And that's really what I want to share with you today, and also hopefully invite you and enroll you to participate with me in an ongoing program that we'll be starting in April. And for many of you, you know me as part of the Oneness community, where I'm a Oneness meditator, I'm an advanced trainer, I have sacred chambers in my home, which is such a gift. And I've taken, probably some of you on the call, I've taken some of you to India with me as a travel coordinator. Most recently, I've been in the Oneness Partners course. So anyway, enough about me. Basically, I just love to pray, and I love to pray with others. I just have this life that's filled with miracles, and I want that for you. Now, I've been a trainer of prayer chaplains at Unity for years. So I think I can wear my prayer credentials just loosely, but wanted to let you know who I am in that regard. So the part of the reason I came to this awareness of creating something called the Three Keys to Positive Prayer is, for me, I don't know, I'm kind of a simple person. I need clarity. I realize I'm not very good at memorizing things. And you know, I just went on the web, and you can see on your screen, there are the four steps of prayer by the Gogo grandmother, seven steps of prayer, how to pray effectively, Christianity. They wanted you to go through 15 steps, 5 steps, 12 steps, 9 steps. There just seems to be like an abundance of how to do it. And for me, that's just too many steps. Too many steps is that many steps. So here are my steps. Basically, I think we need to know who or what we're praying with and to. What's that container that is holding our prayers? So the first key is that. And then the second is, how are we doing it? And the third way is the what. What's the prayer? And this basically boils down to my three keys that I mentioned earlier in our time together. The key of connection, which is, who am I praying with? Or what am I praying with? The second is, how am I doing that? What are the words I'm speaking? What's the feeling I'm giving? And finally, what's the clarity? Is there clarity in my prayer? So that's what we're going to be looking at. But before we do that, because I'm calling this class The Three Keys to Positive Prayer, I thought it would be useful for us to kind of see, what am I talking about here? What's positive prayer? It comes very much out of the tradition of New Thought, and that's my tradition, is unity, this idea of positivity in the prayer. And I think that many of us have a misconception about what this is. And for me, as I've gotten more and more involved in the teachings, the ancient teachings out of India and with Oneness University, I've become more aware of an expanded sense of what is positive prayer. But I think the easiest way to see what positive prayer is to see what it isn't. And a lot of us pray from the what it isn't place. The first thing that positive prayer is not is worry. The second thing is whining. It's not about complaining about what you don't have. The third is wishing for something. Now, I'm calling these the WBs of not positive prayer. So our Ws are whining, worry, whining, and wishing. And the Bs, which I think are much more common for most of us in our prayer practice, is begging. We beg the divine, please do this for me. Please, please, please. The next B is bargaining with the divine. Let's make a deal. Let's bargain with the divine. And finally, blaming. How many times have we blamed the divine for something that we wanted that we couldn't make happen? Worry, and for some of us, you know, worry just expands in our life. It becomes kind of our daily prayer. We're constantly focusing on what's not working in the present moment. We're taking the past and we're filing it forward in the future and saying, oh, it's never going to work out. Oh, my glass is half empty. So just look at your own life and notice in your inner conversation, which I must say for me is part of prayer, that everyday conversation that goes on in the mind, the inner dialogue of our thoughts, that's part of the container that we're holding as we pray. I used to have a saying, and every thought is a prayer. It was a beautiful song we used to sing in my ministry. What about whining? How about that place inside us? And, you know, maybe we're big adults right now. We're not so much whiners like we used to be when we were kids or teenagers or little kids and we don't get what we want in the grocery store. But how many of us have a habitual practice of saying, I can't do this, or I'll never get that, or I'm tired of this? And, you know, it kind of turns your world upside down when you live in that place as a whiner. Not a happy place to live at all. And finally, wishful thinking. Now, wishful thinking can be an okay thing. You know, we should be able to have dreams and goals and things that might be a little bit out of our sight right now. In fact, that's a powerful part, I think, of prayer. But wishful thinking is when we're so disconnected from our reality. It's like, you know, I'm going to get $1 million and I'm going to win the lottery, and then we don't buy the lottery ticket. So for me, wishful thinking is just like, poof, it's gone. So let's take a look at our three B's right here. The first one is begging. And here's our friend, Begging Bill. Homeless Bill needs a rich woman. He's kind of a character, isn't he? Roy looked at this and he said, Homeless Bill needs a shave. But how many of us have been in that place where we're actually at the bottom of our barrel, we're begging, we're asking the divine for something that is kind of pie in the sky for us? What my sense of this is that when we're in that mode of begging, that we're coming from a very lower place in consciousness. We're coming from that place where we have a sense of lack and we're focusing on what we don't have. And this seems to be a perfect place in our time together for me to talk to you a little bit about levels of consciousness and higher and lower consciousness, because part of the practice of positive prayer is awareness of our levels of consciousness and awareness of how we move in and out of these higher and lower levels of consciousness. Let's just define higher consciousness. And again, this has come to us from Oneness University in just a powerful way. And I think teachers Eye of the Eye, David Hawkins, I'm turning around and looking at his book. David Hawkins talks about these different levels of consciousness in his work, Power versus Force. Higher consciousness we can hold as being very expansive. It's got a quality of being constructive. It's adding on to our experience. It's building. It's creative. It's also beneficial and has this quality of being very auspicious. It's like an opening into something that is new, powerful, full of grace. So being aware of where we are in consciousness when we're holding our prayers is a powerful thing. And I think that most of us could agree that the level of begging is coming from a lower level of consciousness. And it can be just, as they say, and it's on your screen right now, lower consciousness, which can be very destructive, as opposed to higher consciousness, which is creative and constructive. Lower consciousness can be very destructive. We're looking at what's not working. We're focusing our energy on that, and we're getting more and more of what we don't want. It also can be very repetitive and addictive. So notice in your own life, the times when you find yourself moving into really old repetitive patterns, whether they're patterns of self-talk or whether they're patterns of how you interact in your relationships or how you interact just in the world. When things are not going right, you move into addictive behaviors. You know, or are you in any sort of addictive behavior right now, whether it's drugs or alcohol or smoking or eating or shopping or some sort of a addictive behavior with your computer or your device or your TV, or just being aware of this, and noticing where you are just right in this moment. Hopefully there's some gratitude that we're together here on this webinar call. Some of you are probably on the phone, and then there'll be those who are on the replay of this call. But just having that sense of checking in, being in awareness, and feeling that sense of where you are right now. And as I'm speaking about these areas of lower consciousness, it doesn't mean that you have to go there, but being in a place inside yourself where you can see that that's been a part of your pattern. Our next one is begging. Level of consciousness when you're begging. What is that level of consciousness? And notice if you do it in particular situations. It's been interesting because I've asked everyone who's been registering for these webinars to, if they choose to send me a prayer. And it was interesting because the first go round of the webinar, I think we had about 160 or so people who sent in prayers. And the majority of the prayers divided pretty much equally between people who were looking for healing in the physical body and their prosperity and abundance. And probably 40% of the people wanted healing in the physical body, and 40% wanted the prosperity and abundance in their life. And another smaller percentage were looking for healing in relationship, and then a few people had other people that they were praying for. Most of the people put something in there about a deeper connection with the divine. And for me, that deeper connection of the divine is always embedded in all the prayers we have. That's more at the level of our spiritual deepening prayer, as opposed to praying for something in the outer, which might be physical healing or health and or healthy relationships, loving relationships, life purpose. We had some people praying that they wanted to expand and really know more deeply their life purpose, or prosperity and abundance. But interestingly enough, in this last round of people who've been registering for this Saturday webinar, things shifted a bit, and it's more people looking for healing and relationship. That was the most predominant way that people were asking for prayer. Family healing, addiction from healing, healing and addictions and family, praying for health and healing for other people, and praying also for life purpose. So, you know, it runs the gamut in terms of who we are and what we're praying for. But just being aware of what where your glass is. Are you half empty or half full right now? Our next way that we can be not so positive in our prayers when we're bargaining, you know, bargaining, again, comes from it. For me, when I bargain with the divine, I'm really in a place where I lack faith. And I can share from my own personal experience of bargaining with God at one point. And it was back in 1995. And I was a licensed Unity teacher at the time. So I had a lot of tools and techniques. But my daughter, Elizabeth, who's now 33, at the time she was 13, and she was diagnosed with cancer. And it was devastating. I remember being in the hospital and getting that diagnosis and being in her room and just going into this state of, God, you have to take me. You can't, this is not possible. Here I've done all this prayer work. I'm a spiritual teacher. How could it be that my daughter is diagnosed with cancer? I was really in a state of panic, and bargaining was all I could think of. It was as if all my tools, all my teachings, all my awareness of the presence of God had disappeared. And I really felt, as I say, I really felt this sense of lack of faith, and a sense of desperation was very much inside me. I write in this that I also, you know, when we bargain, we express our sense of desperation and unworthiness to receive, you know. And that moment, I was not sure that God was going to heal my daughter. And I have to tell you what I did immediately was I called my minister and I said, please help me. I'm just bereft here. I don't know. I've lost something that I've always had. So look in your own life and notice, you know, are you a wheeler dealer prayer? You know, are you making bargains with God? You know, God, if you do this, I'll get up every morning and I'll meditate at 6 a.m. or if you do this, I'll stop smoking. Or, you know, if you do this, I'll stop eating potato chips. That's one of my personal favorite terrible addictions. But just notice in your life how that bargaining chip gets played out in your prayers. And the third B that I have here is blaming, you know, and we hear that a lot. I've been rarely looking at the news, but blame seems to be a big part of how we show up in society. And you know, putting guilt on other people for doing things that we aren't willing to take responsibility for. You know, I think that's a big piece of blame. And we don't want to be accountable for our actions or for how things have showed up. I would look at a lot of it as karma. It's the result of our previous thoughts and words and deeds, the actions that we've taken. And for some of us, from our family karma. But we're not willing to be responsible for that. So we just point the finger at someone else and make it their problem, not ours. So just being aware, and again, I put these contemplations up, and just to, you may just make a note if you're sitting at your desk, or just being in an awareness of how often you have blamed other people, not to mention God and the divine, for your misfortune, your unhappiness, your misery. It's part of our human nature that we do things like this. What I want to do now, though, is turn these B's around, because I think that what we can do is we can be in an awareness, especially when we're focusing on the three keys, of a different way to connect with the divine, that begging literally can become an awareness of our gratitude. So stay with me on this. And bargaining can be a way we can look at how we make a commitment to ourselves and to the presence. And blaming, just outright blaming, can become a form of praise. So begging and bargaining, commitment, blaming, praise, all of these things can be so easily turned around. Take a moment, and if you're on the webinar now and you can see your screen, this is a powerful teaching from Sri Rama Bhagwan. What they say is that If you are a beggar, you must be conscious of your begging bowl and look at your begging bowl as though it were an asset. I'll repeat that for those of you who might be on the phone. If you're a beggar, you must be conscious of your begging bowl and look at your begging bowl as though it were an asset. Now, this has been a huge, wonderful teaching that I've been using in the class I did on the three keys to wealth consciousness. And I want to really emphasize how powerful this awareness is. This is basically a container for our gratitude. The begging bowl that we have, when we think there's an emptiness there and we're looking for something else, what we want to do is we want to look inside our begging bowl. We have a bowl. We have a begging bowl. All of us have a begging bowl. And that begging bowl is an asset for us. And I want you to just take a moment in your own life to look inside. To take a look inside and look at the assets that you have in your own life, the qualities that you've been gifted with in your own life. Perhaps you're somebody who is a really super wonderful listener. You're able to be present to other people in the field of listening. Or maybe you're a teacher, and that's like one of the gifts that you have, to be able to be present and bring insight, bring awareness through the words you speak. Maybe you're somebody who is a super duper organizer and you can put things together, you can see the big picture, you have a capacity to organize. Maybe your heart is so compassionate that you can just be present to other people in that field of connection and grace, and they can feel your love, they can feel your presence. Maybe you're a web designer, maybe you're a dancer, maybe you're a chef, maybe you're a fabulous gardener, maybe you're a writer, maybe you're an artist, maybe you're a business person, maybe you're a financial planner, or you're fabulous with numbers. I don't know what it is for you, but this is what we need to bring into our awareness to become conscious of and move into that awareness of what's in our bowl, because in there is the gratitude. And this is the field and grace that takes us into higher consciousness. I really feel like gratitude is a good measure of your level of consciousness. Where's your gratitude? Where are you focusing your energy? So I invite you to be aware of that now. Maybe just take a note of, you know, I have a begging bowl and I can hold it in front of me and I can be conscious and aware of what's in that begging bowl. And there's never an emptiness there, is there? And that's where gratitude serves us, to take us into a higher place of consciousness in our prayer life and day to day as well. So what about bargaining? This is a great little quote. Commitment unlocks the doors of imagination and allows vision and gives us the right stuff to turn our dream into reality. So commitment is such a powerful tool. It's really a tool, because commitment is, for me, commitment is very much about linking my intention to my action. It's, for those of you who are part of the oneness community and you know about the growth formula, commitment is a big part of our passionate intention. We take that passion and intention to the next level with our commitment. And as you can see in this slide that I have on the screen, it's about putting our hands, connecting our hands. And in the sense of prayer, it's about connecting our hands with the hand of the divine, linking our commitment to our connection with the divine. So I invite you to take a look. What is your commitment in your life? Maybe right now you don't have a lot of commitment, but perhaps it could be a commitment to take a particular action that would move your prayer forward, or to give of your time energetically. You know, we've heard this so often. If what you want is more love in your life, show up as love and give that love in the world. Fastest way to get a partner. It's not to sit in your room and pray for a partner, but to get out in the world and be loving to other people. Your love is contagious. This is what we all want, to give and receive love. So giving of your time as well is a beautiful thing. If you need more time in your life, you feel like you're overcrowded and you don't have all the time you need, give of your time. If you want more money in your life, give of your prosperity. So many of us are holding back because we don't think we have enough, and that just stops the flow. It's like the garden hose is just grinked, and the flow of abundance, which is ever present in the world, is not there. Be in sacred service. Be the one anonymously who is making things happen without any need for significance for yourself. Or self-discovery. And you know, part of self-discovery, not only in meditation, listening to the divine, taking special classes and learning more about the self, but part of self-discovery is knowing that the self has needs. We've talked about this, I know, on my live stream, for those of you who may have been part of it, or if you've been to India, you know that there's six needs of the self and that we need to meet these needs. And if we don't meet these needs, it's very hard to move into higher levels of consciousness. So learning more about this is a powerful thing for us. And sharing what you experience with others, sharing your miracles, sharing the grace that you have, is a beautiful way to really accelerate your commitment. The third way we can turn some of these lack of positive prayer into positivity is that when we blame, we're speaking out, we're not taking responsibility. And the opposite of that can be praising the presence, praising your divine. I don't know who this man is, or maybe H.A. is Henrietta Ironside, but the quote is so great. If we would worry less, we would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. I love that. We'd worry less if we praise more. Who doesn't want to worry less? So we're going to just kind of get into a little groove about praise. You know, praise to me, even when I was a minister, praise wasn't like a word that I used. It felt very kind of Christian in a way that I had some judgment around, you know, singing praise songs. But what I realize now is that pretty much any time I'm raising my energy, I'm in praise mode. Here's a picture, a slide of people dancing. And boy, you know, we're having a party for a birthday on Monday night, celebrate the birthday of the divine. And we're going to be dancing because it raises our energy. The vibration of all the cells in the physical body get activated when we move the body. So praise could be dancing. Praise could be yoga. Praise could be singing, higher vibration. Praise could be making art. You know, maybe it's writing a poem to your divine. Maybe it's painting a picture to your divine. Maybe it's being out and chanting. You know, maybe you're singing when you're taking a walk out in the woods and just celebrating the beauty of the present. So praise can be so many different things. And for me, I needed to kind of move out of my old awareness of what that word meant and sort of stodgy Christian hymns. So there you go. We've got these three things that we can turn around. We can turn begging into gratitude. We can turn bargaining into making a commitment, and we can turn our blame into praise. And that takes us right into moving into the three keys that I'm talking about for positive prayer. The first being connection, the second being communication, and the third being clarity. And again, I really want to share with you why I'm doing this. You know, part of it I said in the beginning is I need simplicity. And so I'm doing it just for myself. I've had to kind of reframe my prayer life in the past couple of years. And even, you know, in the past 4 or 5 months, and that's kind of where this course that I'm going to share with you in a little bit has emerged out of my own need to simplify how I pray, when I pray, where I pray. And that's how I've developed the course based on these three keys. But I really believe that we're praying all the time at some level. You know, we have this connection. We develop a connection with the presence in so many different ways in our life. But for me, it's not just about sitting down in the morning and doing my meditation. It's not about going to bed at night and reading from a spiritual book, both of things which I really do, you know, and it's really about an ongoing daily experience of connecting with the presence of that which is greater than who I am. And finding a way that is so simple for me to be mindful that that's happening is why I've created this course, The Miracle of Positive Prayer, which I'll share with you a little bit later. Because I think that it makes it an ongoing experience for us that, you know, ultimately every thought becomes a prayer for us, where we're connecting in praying ongoing in our life. So connection, you know, how do we connect? Rabindranath Tagore, who's a Persian poet, all of us know, we know Rumi, but many of us are not familiar with Rabindranath, which is a wonderful tongue twister. And he says, when a man possesses in his being the notion of God, that is the miracle of miracles. When a woman possesses in her being the notion of God, that is the miracle of miracles. So this idea that this experience of the divine is embedded in our being, when that happens for us, miracle after miracle is the experience of our life. And so for me, you know, that's happened in my life. I have this deep, deep connection to that which I know is my divine, that which I know is the God of my heart, that which I know is the living spirit of truth, that which I know in so many different ways. And that connection is a miracle. So there's a journey that we take in growing this connection, just like any relationship we have. We develop a sort of a welcoming in a relationship. We begin to know, if we're starting to know a person, let's say, that relationship begins to build until we develop a bond where we feel really connected, and that connection is anchored in, let us say, almost permanently in our life. And this is the connection that we all have with the divine. We had it when we were birthed in the physical body. We made this connection at the level of spirit. We've always had this connection. When we came down here and embodied, for many of us, that connection slowly got lost. We moved into a sense of separation from that connection with that which is greater than who we are. And yet, just as this slide I have on the screen says, the cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the cosmos to know itself. And you could just replace that word cosmos with any word that feels right for you. It could be your connection to universal intelligence. It could be your connection to the divine. The divine is with you. It could be your connection to spirit. It could be your connection to God. Some of us haven't totally thrown out the idea that God is our connection. It could be your connection to your higher self or to your higher sacred self. Could be your connection to the great all that is, to the one presence, the powerful presence. It could be your connection to nature. It could be your connection to an absolute personal divine presence, your connection to Jesus. Many of us have that deep, powerful connection to Jesus, to Buddha, to Allah, to Krishna, to Sri Amma Bhagwan, to Kalki. Some to this connection to the golden orb, to a connection that you have that works for you. This is the powerful thing we need to be aware of, because we came in always with this connection. And for the programs and the patterns and the conditioning of our society, of our family, through karmic patterns, these connections have been lost. And it's time now for us to reaffirm the connection, the bond that we have with this most auspicious. I love what Joel Goldsmith calls it. He calls it the infinite invisible. It's something that we can't see, we can't know, but it's that which ultimately becomes form, creates form. It's like we heard, formless as I am, I shall awaken formless inside you. Perhaps it's formless inside you. or in the form you choose. Maybe you choose Jesus. Maybe you choose Allah. Maybe you choose Amma Bhagwan. Maybe you choose Buddha. Maybe you choose nature. Or in the form I choose. It could be formless or it could be in a form. So this is the piece that's so powerful for all of us, that we come to find a connection that is our unique connection. And just as an aside, I'm going to be teaching a live class in Marin County on Saturday the 19th of March. And it's a class called Bond with Your Divine, which was given to us as advanced trainers at Oneness University. And unfortunately, I'm not able to teach this online as a class. I continue and will be teaching in my Miracle Depositive Prayer course how to support us more deeply in this connection with the divine. But this live class will have ritual that I'm not able to do online with you. At any rate, our connection is so powerful. And in that awareness of the connection, I want to share with you something that came to me as I was part of the Unity teaching, as I was a licensed Unity teacher, and I used to teach from this wonderful book by a woman. She's a homeopath, and she lived in the late 1800s. Her name was Emily Cady, H. Emily Cady, C-A-D-Y. The book is Lessons in Truth. You can find it online. It's very old, but super powerful. The language is extremely for me, it's zinger language. For other people, they may find it a little bit awkward, but it's super powerful in terms of her awareness of the connection that we have with the presence of God, with the presence of the divine. And her language is God. So I'm going to share this with you for those of you who might not be seeing it on your screen, because this is an important piece for us to make in our connection with the divine, and also our connection with the prayers that are bubbling up inside of us. You know, a prayer can come out of an awareness of something that is bubbling up inside. It could be a passion that we have. It could be something that we feel we're missing. But we can call this, and Emily calls this, desire, that we have a desire in our heart. I sometimes think of it almost like a divine discontent is there, and it's coming up as desire. And here's what she says. Desire in the heart is always God tapping at the door of your consciousness with his infinite supply. Desire in the heart is always the divine tapping at the door of your consciousness with her infinite supply. A supply that is forever useless unless there is a demand for it. Desire in the heart is always God tapping at the door of your consciousness with her infinite supply. A supply that is forever useless unless there is a demand for it. And that prayer that we have becomes the demand. This is how we connect with the divine, asking the divine to open us, to open that door, and to grace us with that which we are desiring, the desire of your heart. Super powerful teaching. And when I had that teaching and heard that teaching, it did something to me in my being. I'll never forget that teaching. Never, ever. It just has been something that's been held in my heart for over 20 years. And I invite you to be aware of that for yourself. So we establish a powerful connection. And the next thing we do is we communicate. We communicate with the presence as we know that presence. And again, this is a powerful thing for us. All of the things that we spoke about earlier, the gratitude, the commitment that we make, the praise, these are all ways that we connect with the presence that we know as the divine, the presence that we know as God. These ways of communication that we have in this relationship become the unique, literally like a signal, like an attunement that you have to your divine. It's as if each one of us had a radio station, just like I used to have a radio station. You know, I love this. I'm standing here in my meditation room, and I've got two computers up. I've got a headphone on with a microphone. And I am speaking to you in the same way that I used to be on the radio. Roy and I had a live radio show in San Francisco, and we would be sharing something, and people would be tuning in to KEST. If they hadn't tuned in to that channel, they wouldn't hear what we were saying. But we were communicating it nevertheless. The same thing happened when I started my online radio programs. Would interview people, and if you didn't tune in to my radio station, you wouldn't hear what was being said. This is true of your relationship with the divine. If you're not tuned in, having made that connection with the presence of the divine isn't able to really get what it is that you're speaking, to really know what it is that you're asking for, to know that demand that's coming through in your prayer. So this attunement becomes a super powerful thing. And one of the things that, for me, when I first created a course on the energy of positive prayer, which I did quite a number of years ago, based on a book called the Handbook of Positive Prayer, one of the things that was part of that teaching, which I now understand at a much deeper level, was the power of spiritual law. And when we communicate, we are actually following or not following spiritual law. The law is always operational. It's how we're attuned to that law and what we're giving the divine. And this particular law was something that they told us in India, which I had never heard of. The Sanskrit is Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavanti. And essentially what it translates to is, you get what you feel. Spiritual law is telling us, you get what you feel. So backing up to our conversation on higher and lower consciousness, higher consciousness being higher vibrationally, creative, auspicious, bringing us into more grace in our life. Negative, lower vibration, being destructive, bringing us down. Slower vibration in our life. When you are communicating, the divine is experiencing that vibrational field that you feel. Whatever it is you feel, the divine is feeling it. Just like the people around you are feeling it. You get what you feel. We used to think it was you get what you think. That's a piece of it, but it's not the whole enchilada. And this law is such a powerful law. I love this little slide for those of you who are on the webinar with me. This little guy, you could see that he's really feeling it. And this is part of what we want. We want to be in that state of really feeling it fully. We want to feel the prayer that we have. We want to feel our connection with the divine. So we communicate throughout the day, not only in our just written prayer, in our spoken prayer, but we communicate throughout the day in the way we express gratitude, the way we feel gratitude, where we're feeling it in the physical body. We communicate it as we make commitments throughout the day. The things that we say, the thoughts that we're thinking, the actions that we're taking. We communicate it in our praise. So it's literally not only the body and the words and the mind and the thoughts, it's that spiritual level that comes through in the physical body. Thoughts, we're wired. The thought sphere is forever present, and just being aware in your own consciousness how often you find yourself thinking in a loop, having inner dialogue with yourself, and the thoughts that you're thinking are not the thoughts you want to think. You're in Ain't It Awful, and you want to get out of it, and you want to be in a more positive field. Sometimes we've just taken on the thoughts of other people or the thoughts of our parents. So just being aware of your thoughts. All you need to do, we're not telling you to try to change them. That feeling nature, tad bhavan ya bhavanti, you get what you feel. Being aware of the physical body and the clarity that we create in the physical body through the practices, through our praise, through yoga perhaps, through simply doing simple breath meditations. And finally, know that our communication happens through the actions we take. So I've got this little slide. You could sit there on the couch just feeling sorry for yourself, or you can stand up, find your phone, and order yourself a pizza. What are the actions you're going to take that are going to move your prayer forward in your life? Thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your words. You become a transmitting station. And you can see in this slide, I'm focusing in that upper corner, the thought transmission is very, very powerful. But then you become a tower. You're like, you know, your own body is expressing all the time. And perhaps many of you have noticed later, people are attracted to you energetically. This is because your vibration has been raised. You're living more and more in higher consciousness. This is part of what is bringing more miracles into our life, as we're aware of this higher consciousness and the presence of our connection with the divine. And this lower picture I love is just the rainbow energy of activating all the chakras in the physical body, balancing the koshas in the physical body. These are things that we'll be doing in the Miracle of Positive Prayer course that'll be starting in April. But it's part of how we really attune ourselves into the communication with the divine. Our third key is clarity in our prayers. And, you know, this is one that's really, really important, because a lot of times we have prayers that are more like a laundry list of things that we want. And I think for not only keeping track of all that for ourselves, but also as we communicate with the divine, it makes it more of a difficult miracle manifestation when we don't have clarity. I love this quote. The bird in the forest can perch on but one bough, and this should be the wise man's pattern. So I'm going to really encourage us to focus, especially those of you who choose to join me in the Miracle of Positive Prayer course. We're going to be working for essentially four calls for 21 days. We'll be focusing together on our prayers. And I'm going to really be inviting us to begin with one area of our life and really see the miracles unfold in that area, to communicate powerfully in that area with clarity to the presence of your divine as you connect with your divine. And when that happens for us, prayer literally becomes like a seed. It's as if we're planting a seed in the ground. And you know, the seed grows as a seedling, pops out, and then we hold it in our hand. And this seed, with its clarity, becomes literally the DNA of your prayer. It's just like the DNA of the seed. You're going to plant that in your connection through the way you communicate. And you, those of you who've got my picture online, you can see I've got a picture of a mango tree that's on the campus at Oneness University, and then a mango grove that's also on the campus there. And this, you know, we've heard that you're going to plant a mango seed, you're going to get a mango tree. You're going to plant an apple seed, you're going to get an apple tree. You're going to plant one bulb for a daffodil, and you're going to get one plant. Are you going to plant a field of flowers by planting multiple bulbs of daffodils? So just wanting you to be aware of the clarity of the DNA of your prayer. And then knowing that as you plant this prayer, you're planting it in the soil of higher consciousness. Just like you're planting your seed in rich soil, you're planting your prayer in higher consciousness. You're planting it in a consciousness of sacredness and what that means for you. How do you create sacredness in your environment? You're planting your prayer in the soil of higher consciousness, which includes a sense of inner stillness, quieting the mind. And there are tools and techniques we use to do that. also in a place of silence. How powerful that silence is. So just as you plant this seed of prayer in the soil, sacredness, inner stillness, and silence, you're going to be nourishing it. And how you nourish it is through your authentic communication. And I want to simply add these three items to your communication skills, the communication of gratitude. Gratitude that you hold in your heart as you're looking in that begging bowl and seeing the most incredible, auspicious qualities and assets that are yours. Communicating through the commitments that you make in the many different ways we commit in the world, with our time, with our words, with our energy, with our money, with our support and help and service. And finally, how we praise. How are we praising all day long? Make sure there's praise in your life. So here we are back to the three keys. A connection with the presence of the divine, that beloved presence that you know, the communication that you have made, and the ways that you communicate. And finally, the clarity of your prayer. Being very, very clear. Clear with yourself and clear with your divine. So before we move into a time of collective prayer, I'd like to share with you on this webinar the course that I'm offering. And I'm really so excited about this. I've had some people already register. It's not going to be a really big course. I don't see that because that's not really my way of teaching. I love to be very interactive. In a sense, doing the webinar is a different methodology for me, but I'm going to hopefully be able to use this webinar and have other people register for the Miracle of Positive Prayer course. So the Miracle Positive Prayer is going to be an interactive course. There'll be 21 days of focus online. People can get back and forth with me online. We'll be having four calls, one at the beginning, one each week, and one at the end of that 21-day time period. For those who choose to, who are registered with the program, you'll be able to have a prayer partner that you connect with in whatever way you choose to connect. And also, we'll always be having collective prayer. We will be praying for one another as part of this prayer practice. The Miracle of Positive Prayer program is going to be expanding all of these three keys of positive prayer in a way that will hopefully really engage everyone who's part of the program. And the cool thing about this is, if you register for this course, the regular price of the course is $297. But if you register for the course, and I've extended the time for people to do that to the 20th of March. If you register for this course, you're going to get some incredible bonuses along with this course itself. You can register and pay for the whole thing for only $279, so there's a discount right away, or you can pay three payments of $99. And when you do that, you're going to get this amazing bonus that I've put together. I have a program called Claim Your Spiritual Power. It's 12 months. It's a whole year of awareness. And each month, we will be focusing on one theme. There'll be two calls each month. They'll be recorded if you can't participate. But you'll be getting an online journal that will give you practices and ways for you to really look into the monthly theme for yourself and see how it really expands your not only awareness of your prayers, but also awareness of the deep, powerful energy of spirit that is embedded within you. So those of you who register for my Miracle Prayer Program, when you register for this program, you're going to be getting this Claim Your Spiritual Power program for free. It's normally a $97 a month program, and that's coming to you totally for free. In addition to that, you're also invited to take my live course, the Bond with the Divine course, that's going to be offered the 19th in Marin County, to come to that course for free. That's another huge value. So hopefully many of you will decide to register for this course. And to make it a super extra incentive, if you register with the full payment online, I'm going to give you a one-on-one bonus Skype call with me. And for most people, if we can do the Skype, we'll be doing a little prayer strategy session, and then I'll give you a oneness meditation, an energy transmission at the end of that call. So the link for the call to register is on my website, patriciakeel.com/miracle prayer. It's patriciakeel.com/miracle prayer. You can register anytime between now and the 20th to take advantage of all these extra bonuses. And I hope just many of you will make a choice to participate in this. I'm really looking forward to it. Already I have some amazing people from all over the country. It's going to be starting in April. Thank you for that. What I'd like to do right now is just take a moment and acknowledge all those who have sent in their prayers. It's really been super powerful for me to read these prayers, to take them into my chamber, and I'm holding all the prayers that have been sent in, everyone who's registered for this webinar, not only the people who were on the webinar last week, but today's call. And I'll be holding the webinar one more time. So really invite us. I want to hold it for all of you who are either with us live or if you're on the replay, to take a moment now, because collective prayer is so powerful. We can pray for the prayer that's on our heart. And I invite you now, if you did send a prayer in, to call upon that awareness of the prayer that you sent in and to hold that prayer in your heart, bringing yourself into a deeper awareness with the connection that you have with your divine. And in this moment, call in some gratitude. Gratitude for the fact that we're able to be here together. Gratitude for the presence of the divine that's calling forth all of these miracles in our life right now. And maybe there's a commitment that you're needing to make. I'd love it if you'd commit to be part of my class, but maybe something else is being called forth for you that you need to do. Some I know are making a commitment that they want to go to India, and they're asking the divine to make that happen for them. Commitment to healing. What is it you need to do to support the healing in your body? Commitment to right livelihood. Is there something you need to do to take a next step to looking for that right livelihood, perfect job? For the perfect partner, what is it for you? And now as you hold on to your own prayer, I invite you to surround those who are in this webinar with us right in this moment, knowing that the divine knows their prayers as they hold their prayer in heart. Include them in your prayers. And also now, all those people who've turned in their prayers, I think right now it's probably close to 200 people who have sent in their prayers to me. And know that their prayers are being felt and experienced and heard as they connect more deeply with the divine. And now let's expand that prayer to hold for all beings everywhere, that they may become more aware of a deeper connection with the presence of the divine. And the prayers of their heart may be felt and heard as they deeply connect and bring clarity in their lives to the prayers. And for this awareness, we say thank you. We are blessed. We give thanks for the miracle of prayer. And gently, those of you on the webinar, if you'd like to open your eyes, we're just going to close our time together, being aware of the balance that the divine offers us in our lives and finding that balance in every day. Be willing to follow any guidance that comes to us. And if you are currently not a meditator, taking that time in the stillness, perhaps just simply being aware of your breathing, to try out some meditation. Maybe that means for you to take a walk in nature, to be out in breathing the air, the freshness of the air, wherever you live. Or take a moment to move the physical body and dance, to be more aware and to offer and give love in your life. This is part of the grace that we've been gifted with. So for goodness sake, enjoy your life. Engage with your life. Thank you so much for being part of my webinar today, and I hope that many of you will make a decision to join me in the April class, The Miracle of Positive Prayer. Get those bonuses. If you register before the 20th of March, you'll be getting all sorts of extra goodies and deepening your prayer practice. The link is on my website, patriciakeel.com/miracle prayer. In the meantime, may you feel that connection, and may you communicate in a powerful way, expressing your gratitude and commitment and your praise for that presence that is active so gracefully in your life. And may you find clarity in your prayers and the seeds that you plant in the soil of higher consciousness. Blessed be. Thank you all so much. Namaste.